Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Tech reporter Mike Dubusky is with us on WBEN this morning. And we've gotten over, Black Friday, Small Business Saturday, Cyber Monday. It's, I guess, Tech Tuesday, right?
It's Tech Tuesday, finally, at long last. It is Tech Tuesday, and it is also the third birthday of one of the biggest tech products in the world right now, which is ChatGPT. Hard to believe that we're now 3 years into this technology.
And I'm thinking, I mean, when it first, it's evolved a lot, right, from that initial rollout.
It has, in a lot of ways. So the girding technology of ChatGPT is a technology called GPT-5. This is a core large language model that OpenAI has built. They just rolled it out earlier this year. There were several previous iterations of this technology, and over the years, that means that ChatGPT has gotten better. It's cut down on the hallucination problem, where it would make stuff up or give back weird answers. They've been able to add other products to the stable OpenAI has, including an image generator that is called DALL-E 3, and a video generator most recently called Sora that has recently been sort of remixed into a social app of sorts. So this company is really expanding and growing quickly, and that is borne out by its usership numbers. A month after ChatGPT launched back in November of 2022, 1 million people were using it per week, according to the company. Today, that figure is 800 million people per week, again, according to CEO Sam Altman.
Wow, those are incredible numbers. What are we using it for?
It's a good question. All sorts of things. And this is kind of where we get into some of the headwinds that OpenAI is facing. Obviously, it's a chatbot, so you can go back and forth with it and talk about pretty much anything. People use it to plan vacations, to get ideas for holiday shopping, as we've been talking about over the course of the last week. But also, increasingly, children are using it to cheat on their homework assignments. And people are using it to copyright infringe material that does not belong to them. And unfortunately, this is the darker sort of challenges that OpenAI is facing. People are really having mental health crises exacerbated by talking to ChatGPT, which to a degree is designed to kind of pump you up and make you feel good and keep you using the platform. When you apply that to people who already have existing mental health problems, that can be a really acute issue. And this is going to be something to keep an eye on going into 2026. As OpenAI continues to grow, they are also facing lawsuits from the likes of the New York Times over copyright questions, from the parents of children who unfortunately harmed themselves or took their own lives after extended conversations with their technology. OpenAI, of course, also facing more competition than ever. Google recently launched Gemini 3, which is their equivalent of GPT-5, their sort of core large language model technology that they can build a bunch of different stuff on top of. In large part, people like it. Like, they think it is kind of better than the latest version of what OpenAI's got cooking, which itself sort of fell short of expectations earlier this year, at least when we're talking about benchmark testing. So this has prompted some panic at OpenAI. Yesterday, according to a report in the Wall Street Journal out this morning, OpenAI declared a code red to catch up with Google in the AI race.
I mean, there's real competition between these companies, right? They're trying to be out there and be number one.
They're trying to be out there and be number one in large part because there's the business incentive to do it, obviously. But also, if you listen to a lot of figures in Silicon Valley and increasingly in Washington, there's a geopolitical aspect to this as well. America should develop this technology and regulate it so that they are the leaders in the space and can control what could potentially be a very harmful technology if it falls into the wrong hands. If we hit pause, if we stop or slow down development of it, well, then one of our adversaries could usurp our technology's capabilities. And that's sort of the narrative that you're hearing from AI advocates who are out there. Of course, there are AI detractors as well who are voicing concerns that developing this technology basically unregulated is resulting in all of these concerns that we've been talking about, the potential for this to be used for cheating in schools, to be used in the medical profession to great harm, or again, to exacerbate mental health challenges, which again is increasingly an acute problem for this industry. So these are all things that they got to figure out, at least in the next few months or potentially years.
You had a fun assignment recently, checking out Rivian's R1S.
Yeah, that's right. So this is the second generation of Rivian's all-electric three-row SUV. Tons of space inside. I drove it to see my family over the Thanksgiving holiday last week. I averaged about 250 to 300 miles of range. This is kind of aimed at like the camping crowd, the outdoorsy, adventurous types. So it had off-road wheels on it, so that probably affected the range somewhat. It does have four electric motors, the model that I was in. So it is the Rivian R1S quad motor, one for each wheel. And that made it extremely powerful, about 1,025 horsepower, according to Rivian. That means it was good for 0 to 60 in 2.6 seconds, which is very fast. And it was more than enough to freak out everyone in my family who I took for a ride. It's also one of the first EVs to come with a native North American charging port. This is the Tesla plug. So I plugged in at Tesla dedicated stations and was able to fill up the battery perfectly fine. This is kind of one of the first vehicles to have that natively installed in the vehicle. It was very expensive, though. These start in the $80,000 range. They were too expensive to qualify for the EV tax credit from the federal government, even when that was still a thing, before it expired earlier this year. Rivian says they have cheaper models in the pipeline set to come out next year, but given the headwinds that the EV market is facing, I think that's going to be a really interesting challenge for them to solve.
I think you're right. Hey, but a cool assignment anyway. Mike, thanks. We'll talk to you next week.
Of course. Take care.
Mike Dubusky, our tech reporter here on WBEN.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. Just something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.